Spring Planting Reports, brought to you by Poet Biorefining of Hanlontown. They are proud to support these spring planting messages and reminds you, with a busy planting season, remember to share the road and watch for all slow-moving vehicles traveling to and from the fields. Let's all get home safe and have another successful spring planting season. Dennis Johnson joining me on the live line, and we're going to talk a little bit about some crop planting progress. We were talking off air about Mother Nature throwing a cold spell right now, and we need to get that out of the way so the folks can get in the fields and do some work.
You know, that's right, Eric. It's good to be with you there. You know, with early April, we were kind of pretty nice, had some summer type temperatures weather-wise, and all of a sudden the old deep freeze kind of jumped in on us, and I think that's caused farmers to really pause and say, maybe not yet. And so this isn't a typical spring where you're saying farmers can't get in because of too wet conditions and soil conditions aren't right, or maybe even soil temperature one time was even pretty good. But boy, oh boy, lately it's been cool enough to where I think guys are a little spooked about trying to get out there and worry about maybe low plant emergence and maybe even some leafing out underground that can kind of happen if you try to plant this in this kind of condition. So yeah, but it's been certainly delayed.
Yeah, it's we got blessed with the 80s here. What was that? Easter. Yeah, we had the 80s around Easter, and now we're looking at 20s in the overnight right now. So Mother Nature kind of throwing us a curveball.
Yeah, it sure is. And then, you know, one thing about this spring, I think another reason people aren't getting totally, nervous about getting there, too, is, you know, we had a wonderful fall of 2020 as far as, the harvest went well, got everything harvested like they should. And then all of a sudden, the tillage kind of happened, and maybe some fertilizer that didn't get applied, most of them in the fall got applied, because we've had some pretty wet falls recently, but not necessarily last fall. It was pretty darn good. And speaking of last fall, North Iowa here, you know, we really did well crop yield-wise. I think, matter of fact, I think the top 2, 3, 4 counties up here in north central Iowa had about the best yields in the whole state of Iowa in 2020. So really glad to see those crop reports come in here over the winter months to say that yields-wise, there really wasn't a place in Iowa that did much better than us. So we've had kind of a good run here. And prices, of course, came back a little bit too there in the fall, which is another plus. But right now, I think it's just this little delay we're having here. But there will be a day, I think, we have to just get after it from the standpoint of, you look at the calendar, you look at the chances of temperatures getting better soon, and I think that's why guys are just going to go and get after it, especially if they got a lot of acres. They just need to get out there and get some corn in the ground.
Yeah, and if a person was to jump a little bit too soon, what are some of the things that could happen to the crop?
Well, you know, Eric, that's a very good question because, you know, like I said, most time guys would say, oh, you know, just go plant and, you know, don't worry about it. But in our seed is a lot better. I mean, it's got a lot more vigor. It's a little more resilient than it's ever been. So I think that part we can feel good about. But, however, we've seen some leafy out on the ground that kind of happen if it doesn't quite emerge as fast as it should. And we just get poor stands all of a sudden. You know, you just don't want that to happen because really, like I said, last year we had a good crop here, and we've got a good spring going here as far as too wet of conditions, not a problem. So we're not looking at diseases or anything like that necessarily this spring because of that. So it's just all about that poor emergence, maybe having ended up with a somewhat of a so-so stand, and that you wouldn't want to have to do a replant because of something like that. That's for darn sure. So I think that just probably right now to be in the safe side, holding back has probably been a good idea.
Yeah, we're looking ahead just on the forecast, and it does look like we're going to start to slowly trend in the right direction. So I think we should be just fine heading into the next week or two.
Good to hear. They need that, and I think that's also going to be something that's going to cause people to really get after it. If they start to see we've got a forecast coming that says it's going to be 70 degrees plus for, say, 3, 4, 5 days, you know. At that point, then, you'll have a chance then to go out there, get the soil warmed up, get that plant to emerge out of the ground quickly, and that's kind of what we need there for sure.
Definitely. And now let's shift over and let's talk about some up-and-coming workshops, 4-H livestock workshops. What are we looking forward to up there in Worth County?
Well, for the good old Worth County Fair, you know, we have that fair pretty early there, Eric. We do that in mid-June, so that's a reason for us to kind of do some things kind of earlier here too, as far as in the springtime. And so we've been putting together quite a few livestock workshops this spring here, and just had one a couple weekends ago. We did a swine, sheep, and goat workshop out to a farm, Nelson Farm, west and north of here. That was well attended. We had about 40 people that got there between parents and kids, and a lot of good education got, a lot of good learning took place. So had some good hands-on things with goats and the sheep especially. We had a chance to have some good demonstrations. Mason Colbert, one of our livestock specialists, people from over more Rudway, came in, and he and his daughter did a wonderful job on presenting some information to our families. So that really gets everybody kind of revved up for the fair. And then, of course, we got a lamb weigh-in this weekend, so that'll be kind of good to get, see how many sheep we might be able to get to the fair this year. And last year's thing was a little down because of the COVID. But then we're also going to try to do the, a couple weekends later after this weekend, we're going to do a rabbit and poultry workshop for our small animal project members. And those projects have been kind of growing rapidly here. And so we're going to do that on May 8th out to the Tim and Tammy Chellison farm. Their daughter, Tiana, is really into a lot of livestock projects, but then also just 4-H in general. She's super active. And we also got a girl by the name of Tori Eckhart, who's become kind of a rabbit judge. So between these two high school girls, we're going to have, we think, an excellent learning experience there for sure as well. And we're also going to offer a program called YQCA, which is a certification kids need to learn how to take care of their animals well and be responsible with their projects as far as just giving their animals the best care possible. So that'll take place on May 8th. And then that afternoon of May 8th, we've just recently put together a beef clinic. We're going to offer 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the fairgrounds up in Northwood up here. And that'll start about 2 o'clock, run to about 4 o'clock for another 2-hour period of time. So really busy day on that May 8th period there between rabbits and poultry in the morning. And then our beef kids coming in the afternoon to learn about that side of the production thing as well. So yeah, a lot of things that happening here as we get close to the fair. It's a good time to put those kinds of things together and help families have some extra learning opportunities that they might not get otherwise.
Yeah, I just like hearing you say that the hands-on experience, and, you know, we were talking last year, none of that stuff was happening. I mean, it was, you know, everything was getting shut down, or it was virtual stuff, which that's still good, but getting in there and getting the hands-on experience is great, and I love hearing that, that we're trending in that direction as well.
For sure. And you're right, Eric. We did do quite a bit of virtual, and nobody really seemed really get too excited about that. So what we did, we kind of pivoted to a lot of different ways to do it a year ago. I guess I think back, you know, our sheep show and goat show, we did that on a farm out west of town here. Rather than be at the fairgrounds with a big crowd, we did it kind of behind the scenes a little bit. And then we did a dairy show. We did that on a Sunday afternoon. Went out in people's front yard and had the dairy animals brought into the front yard from the dairy barn, and had a judge come in and judge those animals on a Sunday afternoon at somebody's dairy farm. Again, too, mostly grandparents and parents and just local family members there. No large crowds or anything again. And so you bet, we're just kind of really, really anxious and really hopeful that we can get back to a safe kind of a county fair again and have it be somewhat like it was in 2019. That would be much better. And right now, they were just kind of hoping for the best. And that's where our plans are. And it sounds like in North Iowa, and really the whole state of Iowa for that matter, are probably thinking, trying to get back to somewhat typical full-blown county fair where you're having the grandstands happen, food stands will be open. We'll just do everything as much as we can like we've done in the past.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Looking forward to it all the way around the state for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for again. Go ahead.
It applies to a lot of things. You know, we talked, you and I talked a little baseball here because I'm kind of fun to get back to Target Center maybe this summer and watch a Twins baseball game. And I know you're a big Giants fan, so you probably won't be flying to San Francisco anytime soon. But but I think it would be kind of good just for sports and you name it, anything that kids do or anybody does, just getting back to somewhat with a lot more people and a lot more, like you said, interaction and hands-on experiences will be quite beneficial.
Most definitely. Well, I appreciate always catching up with you and your time today, and we'll catch up with you again, get another update coming up next month. That's Dennis Johnson.
Thank you, Ike.
Spring Planting Reports, brought to you by Poet Biorefining of Hanlontown. They are proud to support these spring planting messages and reminds you, with a busy planting season, remember to share the road and watch for all slow-moving vehicles traveling to and from the fields. Let's all get home safe and have another successful spring planting season.